It's also a big weekend for hockey, believe it or not. The red and white game with the Wings is sold out at Van Andel Arena in downtown Grand Rapids, a complete sellout. Grand Rapids Griffins putting on a show, Wings bringing in the boys. It says something about West Michigan and why it's called Hockey Town West. This is a great hockey town at all levels. Youth, high school, college, Western National Champions, 45 minutes down, 131. Ferris State, D1 hockey to the north, about 45 minutes. Michigan State, what, hour away with Nightingale's doing? Red and white game completely sold out. People were asking me, well, how'd I get tickets? I don't know. What does sold out mean? Why don't you Google that? Ken Cal, voice of your Detroit Red Wings. Uh-oh. That means he probably had to put the boat up now. It's almost hockey season. How you doing, Kenny?
Well, it officially is hockey season there, Bill, because training camp started today, and it was just so nice to be able to be up here in Traverse City and talk to some of the guys and watch it perform a little bit in front of the fans here.
How do you not take your boat up to Traverse City and have it parked in a marina right there when you're kind of wrapping up the summer when hockey season has officially began?
Well, you know, when gas is like $5.69 a gallon, it would probably cost a couple $1,000 to bring it up here. So now I choose to leave it in St. Clair Shores.
I'd bring a little boat for the bathtub or sauna and be good with it.
Yeah, well, you know what? You know, it's been a really good summer, and I think a lot of the guys, even the players that are here, really, I could just tell the enthusiasm. They wanted to be here. And it was good to see some of the younger guys like goaltender John Gibson. Tom McClellan was talking about how he had this youthful exuberance and wanting to be with the team and be with the guys and, you know, try to bond with them here. And that's a good sign because the Red Wings are going to need him to have a good year with Cam Talbot.
So where are the Wings better than – and it's a red-white game Sunday – with the Grand Rapids Griffins, their top farm affiliate in the American Hockey League. And, yeah, sold-out red-white game says something about hockey and the Grand Rapids Griffins organization here on the west side of the state. But we'll get to that game in a moment. But through free agency, through acquisitions, through everything, the draft, wherever they're at right now and what they've dealt, kept, who they have, who they don't have, where are they better than the last game they played?
Well, we mentioned John Gibson in goal. That should be an upgrade, and I think that's a pretty good goaltending tandem with Talbot and John Gibson. So I think that's pretty good going into the season. I think they've solidified their blue line core. Travis Hamonic's kind of a stay-at-home defenseman, can be pretty rugged out there too, and I think he adds depth to the blue line core. Up front, you got James Van Riemsdyk, who should help on the power play. He's still able to score goals in the NHL, veteran to help some of the younger guys there. So overall, I just think they added some depth to the lineup that perhaps maybe they didn't have last year, maybe some veteran leadership as well. But again, it's going to be tough because you've got some solid teams still in Toronto, Florida, and Tampa Bay, who I think will probably finish 1, 2, and 3 in the conference. And then, you know, you're just with, you know, all the other teams out there trying to get 2 wild card spots. So, you know, it's not going to be easy, but I think the trump card is the coaching of Todd McClellan. I think he's going to be really good behind the bench, and he'll get him to play the way he wants him to play. So that's an upgrade right there.
Ken Kell, voice of the Wings, joining us from Traverse City as training camp begins. For the boys from Hockey Town, their red-white annual game is sold out Sunday in downtown GR. Official sellout, completely sold out. So in terms of those that have tickets for the red-white game, what type of hockey, what players will stand out and will play in that game?
Well, you're going to see a majority of the players that are in camp playing in that hockey game. And, you know, you can't really take much out of the game because it's an opportunity to showcase, you know, what they've been working on the last couple of days of training camp. But, you know, you're going to see some different drills, I guess, different situations, especially on the power play and penalty kill. And I think those are 2 areas that the Red Wings liked from last year, the power play, the penalty kill needs some improvement, and that needs some work. So you'll see team's working on that, I believe, too. And you'll see some shootout action, I think, towards the end. But not much you can really take out of it. But it's just great for the people in Grand Rapids to see some, you know, the stars of the game, like Dylan Larkin and DeBrinket and Kane. And, you know, some of the former players that played for the Griffins, you know, like Raymond and also Mo Sider, and see some of those players play and perform in Grand Rapids again.
And the format of the red-white game coming up Sunday, which is a sellout at Van Andel Arena in downtown GR, will be determined, but tradition, it could be comprised of schedule segments of 5-on-5, 4-on-4, power play, penalty kill, shootout competitions, and more. It's going to be a great hockey celebration. The Griffins' 30th anniversary season kicks off in style with the sold-out red-white game at Van Andel Arena. When you look at the Wings, you really spoke highly of everything, and I agree with you on all your points, Kenny. Next spring, are we talking about the Wings back in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Well, hard to predict, and again, I think it's going to be tough. And I think, again, you know, I think the Red Wings can make the playoffs, but, you know, they have to have things go their way, too, and there's areas of improvement. And in two particular places, one will be penalty kill, as I mentioned before. They were dead last year. That's got to improve. And if you can get that penalty kill up to maybe even halfway up the ledger, up to 15, you know, that's going to help them win a few more games. The other thing is game management. And last year, the Red Wings, a lot of times, had a one-goal or two-goal lead going into the third period, ended up not getting any points or maybe losing in overtime. And, you know, when you're up by two goals going into the third, Bill, you just got to win the game, and you got to shut the other team down. You don't have to worry about scoring more or being creative. And that's something that has to be a mindset that you start right here in Traverse City, and you work on it throughout the course of the year. So those are two areas I think that, you know, the Red Wings need help at, and hopefully that'll turn around, and you win some more hockey games. You get good, solid goalkeeping. Your defensemen are good in front of the net. Your forwards help back. And I think if you can do all those things, and that's a lot of things to do, but if you can do them on a consistent basis, you're going to win some games.
Kenny, enjoy that red-white game Sunday at Van Andel Arena, sold out downtown GR. It doesn't feel like a day to talk hockey, but in the 80s and just a pure Michigan afternoon, I love it. Always appreciate your time.
All right, thanks a lot. Looking forward to calling the game with Bob Kaser and Larry Figurski and seeing all the great fans there in Grand Rapids. It's going to be a good time on Sunday.
You bet. The sold-out red-white game at Van Andel Arena in downtown GR is the Grand Rapids Griffins, the Wings' top farm affiliate, kick off their 30th anniversary season.